This podcast is brought to you by Sarin South Africa. Nothing too heavy, nothing too high. Thursday, February 26, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has officially confirmed the validity and legality of Canadian explorer Banro's mining convention and mining licenses in the country. Banro has four gold projects in the DRC. It recently completed a feasibility study on Twangiza, the most advanced of the four projects. The company held discussions with government officials, including the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Mines, after noting investor concern regarding its position in the country as a result of the mining contract review and renegotiation process being conducted by the government. A strike that is forcing Mexico's Peñoles to ship precious metal abroad for refining had no end in sight after authorities cancelled a union vote set for Wednesday on whether to continue the action. Union official Carlos Pavón said that some 300 striking workers in the refinery section of Peñoles' sprawling Metmex Metals complex in northern Mexico would stay off work until the union decided its next move. The striking workers laid down their tools on February 8, demanding a pay rise of 8 or 9%. Another 900 workers have accepted a 6% rise and continue to work in base metals processing. Also making headlines, Toronto-based Sherritt International is in talks with its partners on funds for its $4.5 billion Ambatovoy project. South Africa's DME approves Vancouver-based Great Basin Gold's environmental plan for its Burnstone project. Iron ore producer Cliffs Natural Resources earnings decline to $53.9 million. And fertilizer product group Agrium proposes to buy CF Industries for $3.6 billion. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.